So I got in this situation a little bit ago. I'm a younger mom. I am 23 years old. And I have the most perfect little 5-year-old. Her name is Cammie. And I lost my job and my apartment. And it was very stressful. Because, you know, I was a single mother at that point. And so I was trying to be a big girl, if you will, and handle everything myself. But my sweet mom, she made a suggestion to me, which ultimately really kind of saved my life. But she had this former boyfriend. And she suggested that I get in contact with him. His name is Ron. And he said he's a really great guy. He's well off, has a big home, plenty of space. And my mom seemed very certain that he would put me and Cammie up for a while until I got back on my feet. And It sounded odd because I didn't really know Ron. I knew my mom, you know, dated him for a while and they were serious, but they broke up and they were still friends. But that's really all I knew about him. So I told my mom I was a little nervous about it because I didn't know him. And she just promised me that Ron was so harmless, so sweet. And then my mom said something that, like, surprised me. She said that, she literally said that he was a pedo, but it was totally fine. And I was like, excuse me, what the fuck? Because, you know, like, why am I going to go move into someone who's admittedly into kids? And my mom also said, like, literally told me that he has files and files of kiddie porn on his computer. But, you know, eventually she told me all of this just to say that he's harmless. He's a harmless pedo, I guess. And I was like, is there any such thing as a harmless pedo? I mean, but my mom said that he would, you know, do nothing more than dote on me and Cammie because he has his kiddie porn to satisfy him. And I don't know, the red flags were going up, right? The red flags were there. But honestly, when it comes to my mom, I trust my mom, you know? Like, I have respect for her. And I guess you could say that she very easily manipulates me. But in the end, I guess I trust my mom. And then she also said that I could make money with Ron, but she wouldn't tell me more. So, you know, I kind of weighed the options considering everything. And my mom was just so persistent. Like, she was so persistent about it and told me I just had to do it. So I just gave in and I said, whatever, you know. And I told myself I would just, you know, keep an eye very closely on this man. And I wouldn't let him do anything to my daughter. Of course I wouldn't. So I moved in and I realized very, very quickly that Ron was so fucking sweet. I mean, he was so great. I instantly just kind of forgot about that revelation my mom gave me that he was a pedophile and a kiddie porn user. Like, you just so couldn't tell with Ron because he was so sweet. And Cammie loved him so much. He was so good to her. He would, you know, instantly, the day we moved in, He had all these toys waiting for her, all these snacks and treats. And it just all seemed sweet and innocent. But then I started, you know, once we really settled in, you know, me and Cammy had our own space in his house, like, you know, on a whole nother floor than Ron's living area. So, but, you know, we would be in the same room a lot, in the living room or in the kitchen. And I started noticing that Ron would just kind of sit there and watch Cammy. And I always wondered, you know, was he watching her so intently because, you know, everyone loves watching kids. They're so adorable, especially my little Cammy. She's so perfect. Or was he looking at her in a pedophile way? I couldn't really tell. But, you know, that's all that was happening. He was just kind of like watching her. He wouldn't keep his eyes off her, really. He also was insistent on me going out and enjoying like a night out with my friends, offering to babysit. And I didn't take that up because I still had my eyes open. I was still trying to assess if he was ultimately, you know, safe. I still had my guard up because I'm a good mom, you know? So eventually Ron offered me a little money. It was actually a good amount of money. And he just kept insisting he wanted to make things easier for me and Cammy. And I believed him. He was so supportive of me. And so, of course, I was curious. I figured I'd be doing house chores or something. But he said that he would give me this amount of money if he could take pictures of Cammy. And of course, immediately I asked, what kind of pictures? And he said, just basic pictures, like her playing with her toys. You know, she could come home from daycare, from preschool, and he could just take pictures of what she was wearing at school, like nothing crazy. And I thought, well, that's pretty harmless, right? I mean, it's just taking simple pictures of her. So I let it happen. I mean, that was worth the money to me. And it was really innocent. I mean, he would just kind of have her stand there and put her hands on her hips and smile. He'd take pictures of her playing outside. They were really good pictures too. You know, and that happened for a few weeks. You know, almost every day he would take pictures of Cammy. And it was really sweet the way Ron did it. He just would take pictures and smile, and he just looked like he was so happy taking pictures of her. And very slowly, he suggested that we do some pictures of her in her bathing suit because it was summer, and he said he could bring out the water hose and the sprinkler and take pictures of her playing in the water. And honestly, like, that seemed okay to me. It still seemed harmless. I mean, she goes to the public pool and the beach all the time. I mean, he's just simply taking pictures of her. But I'll tell you, I mean, when he asked for the bathing suit pictures, I thought to myself, you know, I bet he's going to be checking her out. But I was okay with that. I really was, because I still think that Cammy is the cutest girl in the whole fucking world. She's so perfect. And I don't know, there was a part of me that, like, after getting to know Ron and how sweet he was, I kind of liked the idea of him looking at her in a certain way. It didn't really bother me. And I think it's because I started to feel like he was trustworthy, you know? Like, so what if he took the pictures and did weird things looking at him. I just didn't even care at that point because that's how much I liked Ron, my sweet Ron. And let me tell you, Cammy loved modeling. So that was another piece of it, is I wanted her to enjoy herself too. Yeah, she felt like she was this pretty little princess model or something. It was adorable. And, you know, I told you that there was this part of me that felt kind of curious about Ron's secret, you know, urges, that child porn that he watched. And it kind of got me curious. And I don't know, I know this sounds so weird, but the idea that he would be touching himself, looking at my daughter in a bathing suit, to be honest, it kind of turned me on. It really did. Just thinking about him doing that, I don't know, I can't really explain it. So one day when we are doing bathing suit pictures indoors, I coached Cammy through doing some slightly grown-up poses for Ron. It was a kind of a surprise for him. I told her to get on her hands and knees like a kitty cat, and I told her to like wiggle her little butt like she was a cat or a puppy. And I watched Ron's reaction. It was really fun. He looked super surprised, pleasantly surprised. And then I had Cammy do a pose where I told her that it was time for her to do like actual modeling poses like big girls do. And so I also had her like turn her back to Ron and kind of look behind her. And it was, let me tell you, it's just so arousing to see Ron's reaction. And Cammy was so cute. She was loving it too. She loved getting on her hands and knees and poking her little butt out. It was really cute. And I just kind of started becoming kind of obsessed about Ron's sexual interest in a 5-year-old. I mean, I knew about pedophiles, right? I knew there were guys that were admittedly pedophiles, but I guess I just always assumed it was older girls, you know, like middle school tweens, high school girls. And I get that. But like a 5-year-old, it just made me curious. And I was too shy to really ask Ron about it. And I didn't want to like alarm him because I don't know if he knew I knew about his child porn and his interest. So instead of like talking to him, I just, made every photo shoot sexier and sexier. Like I taught Cammy how to pose. Like I would have her get on her elbows like while she was on her back, and I'd tell her to like spread her legs for Ron, for the camera. I would do things like that, or I'd tell her to push her chest together in her bathing suit. Ron really liked that, I could tell. And then I started, this was my idea. I'll tell you what I did. So Ron said that we would do a bathing suit. Like we were doing bathing suits every night. But this night I decided, you know what? I'm going to have Cammy come out in just her little panties and a little tank top. And you know, just came out to Ron with her just wearing that. And the look on his face, oh my God, it kind of really turned me on, to be honest. Because I don't know. There was just something that switched in his face and kind of the shock. And I like teasing him in that way with my own daughter. And the thing is that Cammie still loved all of it. She didn't care. Like, she didn't know that, you know, what we were doing was kind of wrong, I guess. She just loved the attention. I loved being in control. I loved teasing Ron, and obviously Ron loved taking pictures of her. And so after a few times of just less and less clothing, I mean, there was times where she was, I even took like one of her shirts and I like tucked it in so it was kind of like a crop top. And showed off her flat little belly. It was so adorable. And so anyways, I asked Ron. I was really shy. I was really nervous to ask him this. But I got up the courage to ask one night. I asked Ron if possibly I could make more money if I brought her out without clothes. And Ron just kind of sweetly smiled at me and nodded his head and walked away. So sounded like a yes to me. So the next night, I told Cammie that she was going to play the naked game. And she was cool with it. I mean, I told her it would just be, kind of be like when she takes a bath with me, but it will be in front of Ron. And she loved Ron so much, she didn't bat an eye. I mean, she's 5. And I thought it was harmless. I trusted Ron. And so I brought Cammie out for the first time, just completely naked. She was so comfortable. She wasn't nervous at all. And I talked her through posing. Because Ron, he just stayed so sweet. You know, he just would snap his pictures and smile and tell her she's a good girl and all that. So I, you know, I just kind of taught Cammie through these naked photo shoots. I told her that, you know, her little cunny was something that Ron really liked to take pictures of. And what he liked to look at. And Cammie just took that and ran with it. I mean, when I told her that he loved her little cunny, she got red on the ground and spread that little thing for Ron. It was so fucking hot, I'm telling you. When I told her that, you know, because she wanted to please Ron. And then when I told her that he liked her little butt too, she immediately, again, got on the floor and pushed her little butt out. And he was just snapping away. And she loved showing. She loved showing off for Ron. It was really kind of hot. It was like Cammie wanted to show herself to him. And that just was so hot. I can't explain it. It just... And I know it sounds crazy because this is my 5-year-old daughter, but it really was hot. And I would tell Cammie too how important it was to, you know, please Ron, because when a man loves you, it's important to please him. And she totally understood that. And we did this for a while. It was so, so fun. And let me tell you, Ron never pushed anything. He never, you know, all he would do is take pictures. And then one day, it was really kind of cute, actually. Cammie said this. I didn't tell her to say this. And I told Ron that this was all her. She wanted to see Ron naked. She wanted Ron to play the naked game. She wanted to see if Ron, this was really funny, we laughed. She wanted to see if Ron had a cunny. And so Ron didn't really hesitate. He got completely naked. And Cammie was so, so cute. She was so curious. And so I taught her everything about a man's body using Ron. Told her that this was his pee-pee. Like, girls have a cunny and boys have a pee-pee. And she was just so fascinated with it. And she was, it was funny because so when Ron undressed for the first time, I noticed, I mean, I was looking, he was kind of half hard. He wasn't really fully hard at all. And when I started talking about his pee-pee and how girls have cunnies and then just, I guess, just seeing how Cammie reacted, he got really hard. I mean, all the way hard. And I made a big deal of that. I said, oh my gosh, Cammie, you know, when boys like Ron, when their pee-pees get really hard and stick out straight, that means they really, really like you and they really love you and they are pleased with what they're seeing. And Cammie got so excited about that. Oh my God. And so that night, you know, he took pictures, but I also, I don't know, there's just something about, I wanted her to know about everything about that cock. I wanted her to know that white stuff came out of it. And whenever I started talking about that, Ron started stroking. And oh my God, I was so turned on by that. I was so fucking turned on. So I was teaching my daughter how white stuff comes out of men's cocks. And I told her that it was cum. And immediately when I said cum, Ron shot out cum. And Cammie was, oh my God, she was so cute. She was so fascinated. She made a big gasp when it came out. And she clapped her hands because I also told her that when the white stuff comes out, that means the man is very, very happy. And so Cammie was happy that, you know, she made him come. God, I mean, even just saying that, my 5-year-old being happy she made a man come, it's really hot to me. And so we all just kind of got closer and closer. Ron bought Cammie a lot of clothes, a lot of toys. He spoiled her so much. And we were all just very happy together. And I started feeling a certain attraction to Ron. I guess it was just we were having such a unique, like, naughty time together that I felt an attraction to him. And one night I just came into his room and I offered my mouth and I started sucking his cock. And I don't know, something about the way he was attracted to Cammie. I told him, I'm like, can you pretend I'm Cammie? Pretend that Cammie's sucking your cock. And God, he would just come so hard inside of my mouth. And I'd pretend I was Cammie and I'd tell him, you know, like a little girl would, like, oh my gosh, your cum is, there's so much. It was really so just fucking hot. And my curiosity for his pedophilia, I guess, just really was dominating my mind. And so I shyly, and because I just, even though we were doing all this crazy shit together, I still was so shy. I don't know. I was shy to cross the line with him. And so anyways, I got up the courage one night before I started sucking him off, I asked him to show me some child porn. And he was hesitant, but I told him I just really, really wanted to watch it with him. I wanted to see his favorite videos. I wanted to see his favorite little girls. I wanted to see what ages he preferred. And he showed me. And they were all Cammy's age, which just drove me wild. And he made me come multiple times. He rubbed my clits while I was stroking him, watching actual kiddie porn. God, it was... I shocked myself, totally shocked, because I never thought about shit like this before. I don't know. It was something about Ron. I don't know. It's like seeing the way he looked at my little girl and then seeing this kiddie porn just drove me crazy. But we just kept close, all three of us. All three of us. And I would do things like I'd invite Ron out to the park with us. And we'd get to the park and I'd put Cammy in, you know, little girl tights and a, you know, a t-shirt like all little girls wear. And then I'd tell Ron why we were there that I didn't have her wear panties today. And I would just kind of like point out the other little girls in the park and see which ones he liked. And it was just really hot. It was really hot to just like discover Ron's attraction to little girls. It was so hot. And we eventually started, not because we were tired of Cammy or anything, but I told Ron that my sister had a 2-year-old because one night when we were watching his kiddie porn collection, he seemed really embarrassed to tell me about this. But he had a couple videos, a couple pictures of that toddler age. And that kind of really drove me crazy, like in the best way. And I love that he was kind of shy about it. It was sweet. But I told him that, you know, I could babysit my niece, my 2-year-old niece, and we could have some fun. So one night we had Cammy all naked and my little 2-year-old niece, Rosie. And at first, you know, she was just in her clothes and her little pull-up. And he started with some pictures. But, you know, eventually I kind of pointed out. I told Ron, I said, you know, Ron, a 2-year-old, you know, is too stupid to know what's going on. She can't even tell on us. And so he nodded and I undressed my niece and revealed, God, her cute, cute little 2-year-old body. Oh my God. And we just kind of, we didn't really do anything with her. We just, you know, looked at her. I stroked his cock, talking about her hot little 2-year-old body, how tiny it was, how fucking puffy her little cunny was. And her adorable little ass. And I don't know, it just kind of like something came over me. And I insisted to Ron. I said, Ron, you should come on Cammy and Rosie. I'll hold them like together and you just come all over them. Just stroke off onto their naked little bodies. I want to rub your cum into their soft little skin. Oh my God. And he did. He came so hard. He covered my daughter and my little niece with so much cum. And I rubbed it all And I mean, Cammie, she was old enough. She knew that the cum was a good thing. And she actually loved having it on her. She smiled. And she was so cute. She said it was all warm and gooey, like pudding almost, or like a smoothie, but like a hot smoothie. She said it was so fucking adorable. And my niece, I mean, she's two, she didn't know. And it was so fucking hot. And as I was rubbing his cum into their sweet, innocent skin, I told him, I said, you need to feel, you need to come feel these bodies. And he did. He slowly came down and started molesting my daughter and my niece with me. And we were very sweet. We weren't, you know, hard with them or anything. We just softly touched them, explored their bodies. It was so goddamn hot. There was something about seeing Ron's big masculine hand against those bodies. I mean, seeing his big hand on my niece's 2-year-old toddler body about made me come without touching. It was so fucking hot. So hot. And Cammie, oh my God. She literally begged Ron to touch her again. She loved feeling him because she loved him. And eventually, we taught. And I know this is just terrible. I can't believe I'm admitting this. But eventually, we taught my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, how to suck Ron's cock. And let me tell you, I'd never seen anything so hot in my life. My little daughter with her lips wrapped around a cock, I just I'd never seen anything so hot. And of course Ron loved it too. And she just gently, we didn't push it in hard, we weren't rough. Ron was super gentle with her. And then I told him I was so eager for her to eat cum, to get her first cum load down her throat. And of course, Ron obliged. He came right in her mouth. And God, it was so cute because Cammie really didn't like it. She didn't like it. I mean, I don't blame her. Cum isn't the tastiest thing. But my little 5-year-old princess, she was so proud of herself. She was so proud to swallow it down. I could tell she was trying to like not gag. But again, that's how much she wanted to please Ron. That's how much she wanted to make him happy. And this is probably really, really bad. But I even taught my 2-year-old niece how to suck Ron's cock. I mean, he definitely couldn't get much in there, but it was still really, really hot. And I had to, because you know, 2-year-olds can be, you know, like Cammie. She knew. She was smart enough to know that she wanted to please Ron, but like a 2-year-old doesn't know. If they don't like something, they're going to let you know. And so my niece really didn't like his cock in her mouth. So I had to kind of force a little bit. And oh my God, it was so, it was so fucking hot. And Cammie, she would watch on and she would say, you know, I'm a big girl and you don't have to force me to suck his pee-pee. She was so proud of that. And you know, here's the one thing too, is I just always felt like I was in control of everything because every step we took was my suggestion. Like I told Ron that I wanted to see Cammie get peed on by him. I wanted her to get a little bit pee in her mouth. I wanted to see her little 5-year-old body covered in his piss. And he, of course, obliged on that too. And I taught Cammy, I said that when men pee on her, it sounds weird because we usually pee in a toilet, but good girls take pee from men that they love. And I told her that she has to love his pee, because if she acts like she doesn't like it, that'll hurt his feelings. And of course, she wanted to be a good girl and take that pee, and she did. Oh my God, to see him pee on my daughter, her take it in her mouth and swallow it like she was so proud. Again, I could tell she wanted to gag, but she just wanted to be a good girl. She wanted to be a good piss whore like I had taught her to be. And, you know, eventually, because, you know, even though we were doing these hot, hot things together, I still couldn't stop thinking about that kitty porn that Ron showed me. And then I got it in my head. I became obsessed with the thought of my 5-year-old daughter watching it with us. That's so naughty. I mean, that's so fucking naughty. I know it is, but I'm telling you, what we did together just felt so, I know this sounds weird, but like romantic and right, and just felt good. But the idea of my daughter seeing girls her age also, you know, sucking cock or even getting fucked, because I think a part of me wanted her to get fucked by Ron, like in her cunny. In her ass. And so we watched a lot of child porn together. Cammy was so excited to see it. She loved saying how pretty the little girls were and how big their daddy's peepees were. And I taught her about sex with that. Mm-mm. And eventually we started fingering her. You know, because I kind of told her, I'm like, you want to be like those good girls on the movies, right? And she badly wanted that. And I told her, I'm like, you want to feel Ron inside of you, right? It'll be like he's so deeply inside of you. And she just was so for that. She wanted that so badly. And so we both started fingering her together. Started with a pinky. And let me tell you, the first time I put my pinky inside of her cunny, it was so fucking tight. Oh my God. I couldn't believe how tight it was. My pinky, it was like her little pussy was gripping my pinky finger. And eventually we learned that there really is a thing in stretching out a little 5-year-old. Because the pinky started to not feel as tight. So we would start with, you know, thicker fingers. And, you know, I just kept telling her, I'm like, we've got to work on getting you nice and stretched so Ron's pee-pee could go inside of you. And she wanted that. And she was a little tense whenever we fingered her, but I would rub her little clit and try to make it feel better. It was just so hot. It's so hot. And so we tried, you know, actual penetration. And Ron was so good with this. He was so slow. You know, he just started with just the tip. You know, I would just imagine if you're a man and you get the tip of your cock inside a hole that tight, inside of that puffy little slit, I would imagine it would be hard to not just keep going and forcing yourself in there. But not Ron. He was so slow and so patient, and just seeing the head of his cock just in between her tiny little lips was so sexy. It was so hot to see how tiny her little thing was compared to his cock. And she was so brave. She was so brave. I would check in on her because I didn't want her to really, really hurt. And she did say, she said it hurt, but she said he could keep going. She was such a good girl for him. Such a fucking good little girl for him. And every night we would just keep working that little cunny. We would keep working more and more of his cock in there, giving her more blowjob or giving him more blowjobs. Just every night working more and more, training, grooming her little pussy. God, it was so hot. And every time he would start to try to go a little bit more and more deeply, because we took it very slow, she did start to hurt a little bit. She said it felt like he was, you know, tearing her peepee. She said it felt like it was ripping. It was fine. Like, there was no serious damage. And she would cry a little bit. And Ron was so fucking sweet. God, he would lean down and tell her he was so sorry and kiss her forehead and said, would tell her she's doing such a good job. God, it was so hot. And we just kept going. We kept going deeper and deeper. And I told Ron in private, you know, I said, I can't wait for you to get all the way to that hymen. I can't wait to hear how that would feel for you to break through that thing. And one day, oh my God, it happens. And I'm really, really ashamed of the kind of, because at this point I will tell you, I became a pedophile woman. I really did. And so I really am ashamed of the kind of pedophile I turned into. But when I saw how deep his cock got inside of her when he tore through that hymen, it's like something came over me, something very primal and animalistic. And I told, even though my poor little girl was crying and telling us she hurt, I kept telling him to go deeper. And I wanted to see him fuck her hard. I wanted to see that. I would whisper in his ear, you know, fuck her harder, you pedophile. Fuck her harder, pedo. Give her that dick harder. And he would just a little bit, but he was so respectful of her. And I would feel so bad. I'd tell her how sorry I was afterwards. And I even would kiss her a little cunny. I'd tell her that mommy would make it feel all better. And every time we went deeper and deeper, we would buy her ice cream or a new toy or something. We both just loved her. I felt like Ron loved her as much as I did. And he had trained that little cunny. He really did. He would, after that, I felt like he would go deeper every time more quickly. You know, every night her little cunny would stretch more easily. She would complain less. And I was so turned on. I wanted her to be Ron's little cock slut. I wanted her to love sex. I wanted her to love getting fucked. A 5-year-old to love getting fucked. And she did. She got to where she loved it. I could see in her face she would be, you know, bearing the pain, and she'd be trying to take it deep like a good girl. And Ron would just fuck harder and deeper and with my encouragement. And it was so, so hot. And then it got even crazier. We brought Rosie back into the picture. And before you start thinking, no, I didn't make him fuck Rosie, but I did want to see his cock on top of her 2-year-old cunny. You know, I just wanted to see his cock rubbing in between those plump little lips, because I loved how plump those little 2-year-old pussy lips were. And he would just rub his cock in between those lips. We definitely didn't want to hurt her. His cock would have hurt her so bad. But there was no hurting from him just rubbing it on there. And I think that little slut liked it. She would, like, giggle. Because, I mean, what girl doesn't love her clit being rubbed, especially with cock? And he'd just come all over her cute little belly every single time. And I'll tell you, me and Cammy still live with Ron. It's been a year now, and I think all three of us could not be any happier.